This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Did you know the book of Hebrews says that Jesus came not only to redeem man of sin? Most people don't know this. I'm convinced of this, that Jesus came for the purpose of delivering them from the fear of death that the Hebrew writer says has held people in bondage all their lives. You realize so many of the fears that you have in life are really the fear of death, fear of illness, fear of death, fear of flying, fear of death, fear of going to combat, fear of death. I mean, all the fears that we have in life ultimately go to the bottom line, the fear of death. And Jesus came for the express purpose of delivering people like you and me, not only from our sin, that's reason number one, primary, and at the front. He came to deliver me from my sin, but also to deliver me from my fear of death, which according to the Hebrew writer has held people in bondage all their life. Kevin Queen is an associate minister of a church in Atlanta. Great speaker. He's in his 40s. He said he was sensitive to this fact. I don't know if you would, any of you have a sensitivity about this. I'd never thought about this bothering people, but he said he grew up never learning how to play the game of chess. He said, I was a checker player. That's all I could do. And he always felt inferior to other people because he couldn't play chess. He said he picked up his 7-year-old son from school one day and said, son, do you play chess? Oh yeah, Dad, I play all the time with my friends. Yeah. And he was embarrassed that his 7-year-old son could play a game he said, I never understood, never played in my life. As the Lord would have it, a man came in for counseling who he found out through the course of getting his background that he was a ranked chess player, whatever that means. He competed, you know, nationally in chess tournaments, and it was, you know, considerably good player. And so Kevin said to this man, would you teach me how to play chess? And he said, sure. He said, we'll start meeting once a week for a while. And so for a number of weeks, they met to have a lesson to teach Kevin how to play chess. And Kevin said something interesting. I was really fascinated by this. The instructor, this guy who's an expert on chess, would begin every lesson by holding up the king. And he would say, Kevin, this is the king. You lose this, the game's over. This is the king. You lose the king and it's all over. I think you know where I'm going with that illustration. You have an opportunity to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. You don't have him, you lose. Jesus would put it this way, what should it profit a man if he gains the whole world but he loses his own soul? I know people like you know people who sell out for a lot less than the whole world. They don't need the whole world to sell their soul. They'd sell out for a new car. And you know it. They'd sell out for a new house. They would sell out for this or that, and people would sell out for a lot less than the whole world. And it was as if Jesus was talking about an imaginary scale, and Jesus was saying rhetorically, what would you put on one side of the scale that would balance and equal the value of your soul? And you know what the answer is? Nothing. Absolutely nothing equals the value of your soul. Here's your sign at Christmas. It's the Messiah. Here's your sign at Christmas. You're a sinner just like I am and you need forgiveness. Here's your sign. You're a person who fears death and you know that ultimately the ultimate fear in life is the fear of death, and you need the one who can redeem you not only from your sin but from your fear of death, which Hebrews says holds people in bondage, in slavery, all their lives.
Well, I'd like you to hear the conclusion tomorrow if possible. Merry Christmas. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.